It was bound to happen.
The rain and the cold.
No.
And the gray.
Mike Tyson losing?
You can't be the 1972 Miami Dolphins.
Oh. I didn't see a second of that game yesterday.
I would rather lose early on the road.
It's the 10th week.
I know, but I mean, not during the playoffs. If we're going to lose one, I would rather the loss have come now. And then let's shake Chiefs. It off and move on.
It'll help refocus them.
I agree.
We got to lose a couple.
What do you mean you didn't see a second of the game? Where were you?
I was at QT.
Oh, you had to work yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah.
Did like a combined three people come in?
Seven and a half.
During the body of the Chiefs
during
game?
During a home game, that tally is like 750 million.
Coming in
a away
beer.
Game, it's about seven.
Yeah.
Can I also tell you that Saturday night, before the Chiefs hangover that we all have today, and I don't mean alcohol, I mean just the loss, most of America was trying to tune in to watch the fight on Netflix. I was not online. My phone was nowhere near me. I did not realize until the very next day that it wasn't our Wi-Fi signal.
Yes.
I kept saying, we're going to need a booster. We need to go get a Wi-Fi booster.
Oh, yeah. This was a problem.
Damn thing kept buffering and buffering.
That was Friday night. And we started watching right at 7 o'clock. I went to a buddy's house who has Netflix. We started watching right at 7 o'clock. It was fine all the way up until the fight everybody wanted to see, which was the girls' fight.
The women's fight. Wow.
Yeah. That fight was fantastic, and I watched it on an illegal stream on my phone because my roommate who paid for Netflix couldn't get the stream.
Could we also talk? Well, there's a couple of things we need to break down about the fight because there's nothing else to say about the Chiefs game.
60 million households, by the way, tuned in for the fight on Friday night.
Netflix needs clearly like a bigger band, like whatever they need to get if they're going to host an event like that, they need to do it. I'm sure that the higher-ups understand that.
But the gaslighting of saying that it was our Wi-Fi connection.
I know. I was like, I really truly thought it was something with our Wi-Fi that we needed a booster, like whatever it was.
Did you turn it off and back on?
I did. Right, I did Netflix. I blew, you know, is there something over there that like I wiggled cords? I did not realize when those two women got into the ring that that was going to be the fight of the evening because the Tyson-Paul fight, what a snooze fest.
Well, so it was Serrano-Taylor was fantastic, and the Mario Barrio fight, I believe his opponent was Abel Ramos.
Okay.
Those two fights were really good.
Let's go back to the women's fight.
Yeah.
At the point that you have injured meat dangling off of your face, I just need to make a couple of comments. Number one, do they not stop the fight again when you have facial skin meat hanging off your face? Do they not stop the fight? That's question number one. Followed up by, do we have to keep zooming in on that injury?
Okay. Look at it. Look at it.
Oh my gosh. That was so disgusting.
They did call timeout twice because it was so egregious. And so the ref calls timeout and says, hey, we're going to get the team doctor
They're putting Vaseline on it. I'm like, that ain't going to stop what's going on there.
And yes, they have to zoom in on it the entire time.
But Sam, not once. They zoomed in on that dangling piece of forehead meat like 19 times. We get it. She is injured. The fight at that point probably needed to be called. And then the last thing I'm going to say is she got robbed.
Oh, she 100% got robbed because Taylor is you're not allowed to headbutt in boxing. You're not allowed to headbutt in any of the fighting sports. It is strictly prohibited.
She's dirty.
And
she is a dirty fighter.
That Serrano's eye was torn was because Taylor headbutt her every single chance she got because she knew that she couldn't win with the fists.
You know, I am so glad that I go to bed early.
You missed all of that?
I tried really hard to stay up for the Tyson fight. I think I made it to 10-ish.
Okay.
And I was reading, waiting.
Because the Tyson fight didn't start till what, 10:30, 10:40 hour
11.
Time?
It's not just that Serrano got robbed because she was headbutted. It's because every single metric, when you looked at the punches thrown and all of that, she won every single metric. And then she lost the fight. That makes no sense to me. And then last thing we're going to say about the fight.
Did you just become a boxing expert?
Last thing I'm going to say about it, and then we're going to move on. I understand why they have ring girls in the boxing ring.
Oh boy.
I do. And those were four of the loveliest
performers.
Breasts. that I have seen in a while. I mean, they were right up there on display.
Yeah, they were.
Strategically placed. Ladies, did you notice this? Every single time they zoomed in to someone with the microphone, you didn't see just one of the ring girls. Mm-mm. They were perfectly strategically placed.
You did see the girls.
So a gigantic pair of boobs were just gigantic on the screen right in front of the announcer.
Oh, yeah. Right next to both shoulders.
If you Google this, you will get results, Scott. You didn't even see the woman's face.
Yeah, go to the internet,
face.
Start looking stuff up.
You didn't even see the women's face. The faces were never in frame. It was just this gigantic spillage of not even cleavage. I don't even know there was very little left to the imagination.
Just boob.
It was, yes, in tandem.
Now tell the boys what you told me before the show.
I just said the girls looked very uncomfortable when they would pan out and you would see both very young women. They had a look, a deer in the headlights, awkward fake smile look on their face.
Okay. My name is The Truth.
I think they were trying to do that though.
Hang on.
Smile.
Here's what Dana said off the air. No,
those were very young women. They're probably in their 20s.
She said, "Did you see those girls with the gigantic breasts on the fight on Friday night?" And I said, "No, I didn't see it." And she said, "I'm going to ask you something. I want you to tell me the truth. Did they hit every branch on the ugly tree on the way down?"
First of all, that is not what I said. I just said, is that the reason the camera guys never panned directly out and all you saw was this gigantic rack taking up the entire screen like 36,000 times?
Well,
they're set
the
dressings.
Takes.
They're part of the show. And so they get
they're
in
like
there.
A table dresser.
Just wonder if it's time that we maybe...
that's a coveted position.
How many people tuned in to that event? Do we know?
60 million homes.
Tried to.
What would you say would be... I need a benchmark. What is the average for just like a normal Friday night boxing fight
it's
that
not
I
60 million.
Used to watch with my grandpa?
Well, so if you're taking UFC into account, it's in the tens of millions.
Okay, not 60 million for this one.
Not for boxing, not anymore. Remember, UFC is the mixed martial arts, all that.
I thought in the first two rounds,
hold on,
Tyson might get him, you guys. I thought he is going to throw one gigantic punch and Jake Paul is going to go down, and that is just not what happened.
So the 60 million, that is worldwide. That is not just in the United States.
Yeah, but you would have the opportunity to watch many of those events worldwide if you chose.
Which, by the way, at 287 million subscribers, only 60 million choosing to watch
the fight. That's 20%. That's good.
Worldwide.
That's like a 20 share.
I mean, that's really good for what it was, considering that Jake Paul is essentially just a low-level boxing promoter who's trying to make it big.
He beat Tyson.
Well, he only threw 87 punches.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
What are the conspiracy theories, Sam?
Oh, everybody thinks that it's rigged. Everybody.
A show.
For what purpose?
Just to make some money?
Well, this has long been an argument about these boxing bouts that, for whatever reason, get sanctioned. It was the same thing at the end of Floyd Money Mayweather's career. They're doing these fights for $300-400 million. They're doing their best to make sure that thing goes all 12 rounds because they get money off of the commercials. They get money off of all of it. And so people are saying it's rigged. I don't think it was. I think that Mike Tyson's just 58 years old and
he looked it. He looked tired. He didn't look 58. I mean, he looked like the most incredible shape for a 58-year-old. You could be honest.
He still had some speed.
Yes, but not against a 28-year-old.
The problem is, if you had watched the videos leading up to the fight of Tyson working out and training, I mean, it's like, and he's just hitting this bag with rapid-fire speed, and you're thinking, that's what we're going to get when he gets in the ring, and he goes up to Jake Paul and hits him with a mountain of these fast punches, and Jake Paul...
A 1-2-3 combo.
Jake Paul goes into a coma until Christmas.
Right.
And it was like tap, tap, tap. My daughter Sarah texted me in the middle of the night and said, boring fight.
Oh, yeah. Didn't bring the fire.
I mean, but the thing is, but here's the problem with boxing. This was a marquee event for a sport that is faded, let's be honest, it's not the Sugar Ray Leonard of the 1980s or Mike Tyson in the 90s.
Yeah, I was going to say even the Mike Tyson in the 90s.
In the 60s and 70s. I can't name a boxer other than Mike Tyson.
And the other guy that was fighting.
And if this was going to be the window into the boxing world for young people like my daughter or for others, when you just see two little kittens like tapping each other on the forehead, what's the interest?
Also, Dan, do we know what was the Rosie Perez
connection?
Yeah.
Why Rosie Perez?
I don't know.
Right? There were just so many things about it that I was like,
why was she the color commentator?
The Twilight Zone of boxing events.
Well, they couldn't convince the real boxing commentators to treat this like a real boxing event because they know that it wasn't. Jake Paul is not a boxer. Jake Paul is...
he's an influencer.
Exactly. He works in the industry of gaining eyeballs, and becoming a fight promoter is his next big attempt to gain eyeballs.
Right. Okay.
Quick break. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott.
We've got a lot coming up on this program today. Local case. Mom is charged. How young is too young to leave your children home alone? Mm. We've all maybe thought about it. Can I just run to the store? Can I run and do this? She did it, and the two children were injured. I will leave it at that. We are going to talk about that in the 4 o'clock hour of Dana and Parks.
When we get back, everybody knows about the monkey at Pet Stop in Shawnee.
I did not. I am late to this party, but apparently he is local famous.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And there is a call to
save him.
Free him. 913-586-7798. We'll get to that story when we come back here on Dana and Parks.